In his most detailed prophecy of the end time, Jesus stated, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Matthew 24. It is essential we understand the abomination of desolation because Jesus told us to watch world events. And this is perhaps the clearest and most specific sign we have for his second coming. Because after that, there will be several events that will just unfold very quickly after the abomination of desolation. What is the abomination of desolation? And what should we be watching for? Today's sermon aims to clarify what the abomination of desolation is and to understand the events closely related to it that we should be watching. In order to do this, we will first define the abomination of desolation. Second, we'll consider the principle of duality and mention two historical fulfillments of this prophecy. And third, we'll be covering three scriptures in Daniel about the abomination of desolation. So let's start with the definition. Now, we could go to the Greek and the Hebrew to see the words, but you will forget the words, and I will forget them as well. So, and we don't have time. So, the words in the Hebrew, in English, for abomination convey a meaning related to something abhorrent and detestable to God and his people. So they refer to something abhorrent and detestable to God and his people. The word desolation is related to destroy, to devastate, desecrate. So when we put these two words together, we learn that Daniel and Jesus were describing something abhorrent that will occur, that will desecrate and devastate an area within the city of Jerusalem. Now, an important key to comprehending prophecy is the principle of duality. Prophecies can have more than one fulfillment, as I'm sure we all know. They might have a previous fulfillment, they might have previously happened in the past, but they might have a future fulfillment if they are end time prophecies. And this is why history can be very useful, brethren. If you ever wonder whether or not history was useful, and historians don't know this, history is useful in the church. Why? In the case of when we have a prophecy that is dual, if that prophecy already happened, we can look at that prophecy in the past and understand better what will happen in the future. So that's one of the reasons why history is important. Because the abomination of desolation is one of those dual prophecies. It happened twice in the past already, and it will happen in the future again. The first fulfillment of the abomination of desolation took place in the year 167 before Christ under the leadership of Antiochus Epiphanes with the Greek Empire. And the second fulfillment occurred in the year 70 after the death of Christ, when the Roman Empire under Titus sacked the city of Jerusalem. Now let's turn to the core of the sermon. Let's go to Daniel 8 for our first scripture. Please turn to Daniel 8. There are four chapters in Daniel that mention the abomination of desolation. Let's go to the first one. Daniel 8. Remember that Christ told us that the abomination of desolation was something that Daniel spoke of. And if we want to understand this event, we must read Daniel. Verse 13 mentions that some of this chapter is speaking about the transgression of desolation. It doesn't use exactly the the phrase abomination of desolation, but it refers to the same thing, the transgression of desolation. But I'm more interested in verse 11, because it mentions some characteristics of the abomination of desolation. Verse 11 says, "He even exalted himself as the prince of the host." This is speaking in the past about Antiochus Epiphanes. And it is interesting that the word Epiphanes in the Greek means manifestation of God. So he was someone who tried to replace God. Let's keep reading. "And by him the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down." So we see here three important events or aspects of the abomination of desolation. Number one, there will be a powerful individual who will exalt himself as God. Number two, he will stop the daily sacrifices. And number three, there will be a desecration or desolation of the temple in Jerusalem. Now, Daniel wrote this in times of the Babylonian Empire. And at that time, Solomon's temple had been already been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. So he was in a very similar situation than us today. There were no sacrifices. There was no temple when Daniel wrote this, just as we are today. We don't have daily sacrifices in Jerusalem. We don't have a temple. But we know that there is an organization called the Temple Institute, which you can find on the internet at templeinstitute.org, if you want to check it later, that has been working for years towards the end of reestablishing the sacrifices. They have even established a school to train some of the descendants of the tribe of Levi as priests. And they have reproduced the temple utensils. Now let's turn to Daniel 9. Daniel 9 and verse 27. That's the second chapter in Daniel that covers the abomination of desolation. Daniel 9, 27. I'm going to read the New International Version for clarity. "He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. Or 1 week in other translations, which we believe is indicative of 7 years. In the middle of the 7 years, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering, and at the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation." This verse covers 4 aspects of the abomination of desolation. 2 of them, we have already covered them. Number 1, there will be a powerful ruler. 2, daily sacrifices will be stopped. We knew that. 3rd, and this is new, the abomination of desolation comes 3.5 years after a treaty made by this powerful figure that we were talking about. And 4th, there is this phrase that says that at the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to set up an abomination that causes desolation? Well, this is where history might be useful. Right? I don't have time to go in depth in history, but if we look at the book of the Maccabees, which is not part of the canon of the Bible, nevertheless, it is a historical book, which was written after Antiochus Epiphanes invaded Jerusalem. Well, in a nutshell, it says that Antiochus sacked the temple, ordered to sacrifice pigs, that is unclean animals, and dedicated the temple to Zeus, that is the ancient Greek pagan god. Later renamed as Jupiter by the Romans. So, to set up an abomination that causes desolation, means to sacrifice unclean animals at the temple, at least in history, maybe to erect an idol or dedicate the temple to a pagan god. Now, let's turn to the third scripture, which is Daniel 11. Please turn there, brother. Daniel 11. It also speaks historically about Antiochus Epiphanes, but it is also for the future. Here, this powerful individual that will appear in the world scene is called the King of the North. The King of the North. Verse 31 of Daniel 11. Verse 31 mentions four things that we need to keep in mind about the abomination of desolation. And forces shall be mustered by him, by this individual, by the King of the North, by the one who will sign the treaty. Just as Jesus says in Luke 21, you don't need to go there, but when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you know that its desolation is near. So this is a new aspect about the abomination of desolation we hadn't covered before. And they shall defile the sanctuary fortress, that is the desecration of the temple. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. This last thing, as we saw, might refer to sacrificing unclean animals or dedicating the temple to a pagan god. Then the final scripture in Daniel that speaks about the abomination of desolation is Daniel 12. We're not going to have time to cover that, but that scripture, you might check it at home. It is important because it mentions the timing. When the abomination of desolation is set up, we have less than 4 years for Jesus Christ's second coming. That's why it's very important to know when to recognize the abomination of desolation. We have less than 4 years when after the abomination of desolation is set up. In conclusion, brethren, the abomination of desolation is a prophetic event found in the book of Daniel and referred to by Jesus Christ. Though it has been partially fulfilled in the past, there's also a future fulfillment. Jesus told us to watch. But what are we supposed to watch? We need to watch for a religious movement to reintroduce the daily sacrifices in Jerusalem. We need to watch for a treaty or agreement that will take place 3.5 years before the abomination of desolation is set up. We need to watch for a charismatic leader who will sign this treaty and exalt himself as God. We need to watch for Jerusalem surrounded by armies. And finally, we need to watch for the cessation of sacrifices in the temple after they were reinstituted. Therefore, brethren, when we read, or if we are alive, when we see the abomination of desolation as spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let us understand.